The only thing harder to do than write about a thoroughly nice man who has a nice wife, four nice children, and many friends is to review that writing. Fortunately, although Joe Crossan had the handicap of no vices, not even a bad temper, his exploits were enough to overcome that flaw. Joe was 23 years old in 1926 when he came to Fairbanks as a pilot who was also a good mechanic. He started as the youngest commercial pilot in Alaska, but quickly became known as a most proficient one. There were miraculous rescues and narrow escapes, but also tragedies, including Marvel Crossan, his beloved sister, and also a fine pilot who died in the Arizona desert in 1929. Through her, Joe met Lillian, another lovely young woman, who became his wife. He went to work for PAA as the airlines grew, and then World War II came, a major disruption. Afterwards, he decided to go into business for himself and formed a firm with his partners. It was off to a flying start, but in June of 1949, Crossan died in his office of a massive heart attack. He was 46 years old. Appendixes show the airplanes of Crossan's time, the airlines and their consolidations, and the index is adequate. All in all, a quite satisfying book, well worth reading, as Crossan's career is a mini-history of aviation in Alaska. Highly recommended.